And with Bondi manager Jarlath Bale, Bondi have just won Ulster in dramatic circumstances. Darren Lawn kicked the winner. These are Ulster champions. Jarlath, what's your thoughts?
Mal, at this particular stage, it's hard to put it into words. I suppose, look, people use the word unbelievable at this stage in a lot of situations, but for me, this is believable. We talked about it today among the group, even before the match in the changing room, about the belief that we had in this group. And I know Arva, very, very, very gracious losers today, and I'm sure they were saying the same sort of things, but we were saying this year, numerous occasions, we'd won ugly. Like Urigal Kieran won ugly, and Aidan McGillian referenced a number of times. And I said to the guys, what winning ugly does, it builds resilience and it builds a mindset that when you're going down the stretch, that you've always got belief in yourself, that you'll always do enough to get by, you'll always do enough to get over the line, and you'll do what it takes and you'll find a way. And just thankfully today, that's exactly what happened.
Yes, we're down at half time, you got it back level, they got the goal to go three up again. The second half just took a completely different life of its own. What was it like standing here as a manager?
Do you know what? It's funny in meeting and greeting people here, and they're hugging you and they're all saying the same thing. You know, that's not good for the heart. And this is probably, I suppose, the way we've had it this year on numerous occasions. We won by, you've seen most of our games this year, like we won by 1 point, 2 points. So, I mean, me and Davey, surprisingly enough, we were calm enough there. We were just trying to get the men onto the pitch and make our substitutions and everything else. Because, look, with all this is falling around you, you have to try and remain calm as much as you can. So that doesn't mean to say it was any easy. It wasn't easy, Mal, watching on there. But, no, look, we've been well used to these tight scrapes like this year, you know.
Shea got a vital goal. Darren got the winner. There's loads of important moments. Shea Coleman cut out a couple of interceptions, so there was loads of things. What changed the game for you?
I suppose in the second half we got the grips. I think they got their matchups pretty right in the first half there. They were enforcing a lot of personnel on a certain personnel. In the second half then we changed things about and we pinpointed certain men to go after certain men and that there. So that probably had a massive influence on the game. Donnelly was having a big influence in the first half. Hoffman was doing a job with Gareth in the first half, so we changed a few wee things about third half.
You moved him away, so
yeah. So we're trying to move Gareth away from Hoffman to free Gareth up a wee bit, not there. So a few wee positional changes, not there. Try to help. Niall went on to Brady in that there too to try and sort of curb him, and then put Brady in the back foot. So all those things seemed to help, and then we always knew. Again, go back to the Urigal game. You look at Peter O'McCartan last week stepping up and scoring the winner. We said at halftime, Davey said at halftime that's what happens, because when your go-to men are marked, it takes other men there to step up, and that's exactly what happened in terms of Darren kicking the winner there. So, it's just fantastic.
He had some game aside from the winner.
He did, and look, you've watched him this year numerous times. You've referenced him in terms of being here in 2013 and lifting Ulster senior title, himself and Gareth and Daniel and Matt Quinn and those lads. And I thought today he showed an awful lot of experience, a calm head, great reader of the game and everything else. So those things really, really helped today, because as we talked about before this year, it's that mix of youth and experience. Shea McCann got the winner, 20 years of age, scored the goal at 20 years of age, and Darren gets the winner at 30. So that shows you the range and the ages too.
Gareth was marking Michael Murphy that year. I think he was 19. In his speech he referenced that the young Cubs have become men. Is that pleasing as a manager that, as you say, the Shea McCanns are stepping up? Is that what you take out of this season?
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose, look, yourself, it's been referenced too, you know, about going to intermediate last year and everything else. But out of a negative, if you could call it that, has came an awful positive in terms of these lads going on a great run, great exposure to these tight games. Because regardless whether it's junior, intermediate or senior, Ulster club football is just, it's so competitive. And these challenges and these wins will stand these lads instead going forward. Like, there's no doubt about that, you know. So, yeah, to answer your question, absolutely, these lads have stepped up. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
You're not worried about it now, but you've Austin Saxon a new year, so Gareth says he's no interest in getting off the bus just yet. I'm sure yous are the same.
Absolutely.
He's another challenge, so something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. We'll definitely enjoy Christmas as far as we can.
Have you your shopping done? Have you your turkey ordered?
Do you know what? I've actually booked Monday off there, so I have. Me and Grace have to go and do a right bit of shopping, because this football's taken over my life this year, Mal, to be honest with you. So, I've that to do. But look, in terms of Austin Stacks, I haven't even watched him, to be honest with you. And in terms of ourselves, we have a stack of celebrating the day here before we worry about Austin Stacks, you know. But we know what's ahead of us, you know. It's going to be a massive challenge, but it's just great to be there, Mal. great to be there.
Jarlath, thanks a million for your time today and every day, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Mal.